Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Thank you. His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms, He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Blessed Redeemer, heavenly waters, Thou with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming.
So rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads His dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright,
God leads His dear children along.
Sometimes in the valley in darkest of night,
God leads His dear children along.
Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet,
God
leads His dear children along.
Thank you.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Choose you this day.
You At times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me, and from my smitten heart with tears to wonders I confess the wonders of his glorious love and my
found the time to care. Would trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Day by day, life passes oh so quickly, and our time down here is gone so soon. As I rise up each and every morning, I will bless the day that I found you. You are all tears away. As the storm clouds gather round about me,
if you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
You want to hear the story of how I made it through when life is full of trouble, pain, and fear. The answer may seem simple, though everything else crumbles. One thing has remained through all the years.
I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares, He still hears. He's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same. And my song will ever be a
amazing God, you're still amazing me. The God who parted waters still makes a way today. He's always brought me through the troubled seas. The one who fed the thousands, whose words could calm the tempest. He's my bread of life, and he's my peace. I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares, he still hears, he's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same. And my song will ever be, amazing God, you're still amazing me. I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares, he still hears, he's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same. And my song will ever be, amazing God, you're still amazing me.
Amazing me.
Amazing God, you're still amazing me.
Amazing me.
Amazing God, you're still.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do shall reign.
He shall reign forevermore.
Emmanuel, God with us, Emmanuel. Crown him King of Kings,
of Kings.
Crown him Lord of Lord of Lords. Wonderful,
wonderful
Counselor,
so mighty God.
Tire or gold, and my song.
morning when I wake to see the sun. I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things He's done. He meets my every need. You know He's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done.
For all He's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him. For all He's done, I'll try to live my life to please Him. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done.
There are many things that I could praise God for, and if I started now until I died, there'd still be many more. If I can mention only one, I'd have to thank Him for His Son. Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all He's done.
For all He's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him. For all He's done, I'll try to live my life to please Him. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him. For all He's done, I'll try to live my life to please Him. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Just a cup or two of flour to make a cake to share. Yet she gave it to the prophet. She gave it in God's name. And the little that she seemed to have was never quite the same. When you finally learn to give it, just how small. When you open up your hands to God, your life, your very all, there's something that will happen to the world you can't explain. But the little that you seem to have will never be the same.
Two small fishes and five small loaves of bread.
Yet He gave it to the Master, a won't be fed.
Yet in the hands of Jesus, a feast his lunch became. And the little that he seemed to have was never quite the same.
When you finally learn to give it up, no matter just how small, when you open up your hands to God, your life, your very all, there's something that will happen to the world you can explain. But the little that you seem to have will never be the same. When you finally learn to give it up, no matter just how small, when you open up your hands to God, your life, your very all, there's something that will happen to the world you can explain.
To stay here longer than man's allotted days, and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love story, tell love story there on high. There with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by. I want to be of service along this pilgrim way, and lead the lost to Jesus as fervently I pray. As day by day I travel, I'll keep him ever nigh, and live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing a story, tell of story on high. There with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by. The end I know is nearing, by faith I look away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to him forever and look beyond the sky and spend the endless ages in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story, tell of there on high. There with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by.
Jesus says, come.
'tis he who cares for you. Rest and peace will comfort all the night through. I know someone real who satisfies the emptiness you try so hard to hide.
Jesus says, come, take water for your thirsty soul.
It's a tearless place, no more cry.
It's a tombless place,
no more die.
It's a timeless
place, time won't be flying. And I will be with Jesus in a heavenly place. Tears of sorrow we cry each time we tell a loved one goodbye. Some glad, happy day, God will wipe our tears away in a place where the soul never dies.
It's a tearless place,
no more cry.
It's a tombless place,
no more die.
It's a timeless
place, time won't be flying. And I will be with Jesus in a heavenly place. The seasons of our lives quickly fade. My mind can't comprehend eternity. In ecstasy sublime, beyond the reach of time, we'll be in a place where time has ceased to be.
It's a tearless place,
no more cry.
It's a tombless
place, no more die.
It's a timeless
place, time won't be flying. And I will be with Jesus in a heavenly place. We'll all be together in a heavenly place.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, God Provides Land. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9 reads, Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. We purchased a piece of property by faith on October 31, 2008, after the Lord miraculously provided the down payment. We moved forward in fear and trembling, never having promised to pay such a large amount of money before and having nothing in our hands. Though we had empty hands, we had full hearts. God had given us every indication of His will to move forward and purchase this property. We read so many encouraging writings in the Bible and in Sister White's works, encouraging us to step out in faith, grasp the hand of God, and move forward in aggressive warfare to win souls for Christ. The very day I signed the contract of purchase with the seller, the money came in to make the next promised down payment. The very day I signed, God sent $93,000 in US currency to pay for the next installment. We were so thrilled and overjoyed to see God leading that we wept together. The final payment of $93,000 was due on December 17. The day came and went, and we received nothing. We spent the whole day reflecting and praying to God, trying to nudge Him to remember the promise to pay for the land. Nothing. Doubt tried to creep into our minds, aided by friends who called us, questioning and doubting God's guidance. We had to cling hard to the promises of God. We searched the scriptures and we found only words of encouragement. We read from Sister White again and discovered more reassurance for us to move forward for God and cling to His promises, even if delay occurred. We trusted and prayed and trusted, all the while waiting. During this time, the seller was very calm, patient, and understanding. We talked often. I always prayed with him and reminded him of what God had done. I admitted to him that I had no more money. Each time, he would smile and say, "That is okay. I know God is leading in this. I will be patient and trust in Him." Toward the end of December, he contacted me with an immediate need for 50,000 Brazilian reais, around $22,000. A friend loaned us the money to make the payment, and that very month our donations were much more abundant than ever before, receiving just short of the amount we needed to repay the loan. Again, we rejoiced in God. He had once again met the need. With financial help from our ministry, we were able to pay back the whole loan. We now owed the final 150,000 Brazilian reais, which is about $65,000. The exchange rate is extremely volatile as the US dollar changes daily. We continued praying and begging the Lord. We received so many emails of encouragement from all our brothers in Christ who were praying all around the world. Yesterday, February 18, 2009, 2 months and 1 day late on the payment, the seller came to talk to me again. He finally gave me an ultimatum. He told me how badly he needed the money. He told me how he had taken a loan out to build his next project and he already owed nearly $9,000 of interest. Daily, the interest was accruing and he was feeling quite stressed. He told me he would do everything in his power to not pass the interest on to me, even though I was the cause of it, because he was convinced this was God's work. He told me that if I could pay within 1 week, the rest of the money, he would pay the interest himself as a donation to the program. If not, he would begin passing the interest to me, along with an additional 10% per month. We went to the Lord again. In prayer, we told the Lord that it was his land, his project, and his ability to be praised. I received an email the morning of the very same day that I met with the seller. A donation of 100,000 Brazilian reais was coming our way. Overwhelmed with joy, we all met together here in Brazil and thanked the Lord for his provisions. I then reminded the Lord there was still 50,000 Brazilian reais more to come. With total confidence in his provisions, we thanked him for what he was going to do this week. Yesterday evening, the next email came. Two more donors combined were donating to form exactly the 50,000 Brazilian reais left to pay. Words cannot express the joy we have in our hearts. God, in his ultimate wisdom, waited until the very last day to provide the full amount. We are so thrilled to have lived this experience of seeing God work firsthand. We are so excited to be able to share with you all a living testimony of what God can do and wants to do so that we, his children, can finish the work. Please join us in praising his name for his wonderful works among the children of men. A reflection associated with this story comes from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 290. God, in his providence, brought the Hebrews into the mountain fastness before the sea, that he might manifest his power in their deliverance and signally humble the pride of their oppressors. He might have saved them in any other way, but he chose this method in order to test their faith and strengthen their trust in him. The people were weary and terrified, yet if they had held back when Moses bade them advance, God would never have opened the path for them. It was by faith that they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29. In marching down to the very water, they showed that they believed the word of God as spoken by Moses. They did all that was in their power to do, and then the mighty one of Israel divided the sea to make a path for their feet. The great lesson here taught is for all time. Often the Christian life is beset by dangers, and duty seems hard to perform. The imagination pictures impending ruin before and bondage or death behind. Yet the voice of God speaks clearly, "Go forward." We should obey this command, even though our eyes cannot penetrate the darkness and we feel the cold waves about our feet. The obstacles that hinder our progress will never disappear before a halting, doubting spirit. Those who defer obedience until every shadow of uncertainty disappears and there remains no risk of failure or defeat will never obey at all. Unbelief whispers, "Let us wait till the obstructions are removed and we can see our way clearly." But faith courageously urges us and advance, hoping all things, believing all things. The cloud that was a wall of darkness to the Egyptians was to the Hebrews a great flood of light, illuminating the whole camp and shedding brightness upon the path before them. So the dealings of providence bring to the unbelieving darkness and despair, while to the trusting soul they are full of light and peace. The path where God leads the way may lie through the desert or the sea, but it is a safe path. Dear brothers and sisters, we must learn to trust God now. We must learn to step forward in faith and take hold of the everlasting hand of Christ. God provides land, was written by Brad and Lena Mills of Amazon Lifesavers Ministry in Brazil. Lifesavers Ministry is run and organized by ASVAM. However, it is also part of Outpost Centers International, a US-based nonprofit organization. You can visit AmazonLifesavers.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
We hope you enjoy the short presentation of how God led his people after the Reformation from lineagejourney.com.
Washington, New Hampshire had been a bedrock of Sabbatarianism in the late 1840s with Cyrus and William Farnsworth, Frederick Wheeler and T.M. Preble all living nearby. By the 1860s though, spiritual decline had set in. D.M. Canright and J.N. Andrews had worked in the area with limited success, and by 1867, the church had closed. Frederick Wheeler had now moved to New York State. There was a spirit of judgmentalism, bitterness, and a general backsliding that had set in amongst the members. In 1867, Ellen and James White came to the area to conduct a revival series and stayed in the home of Cyrus Farnsworth. Over the course of several days, they held 9 meetings, but were met with little success. It was difficult work. Some of the success stories, though, were the reconversion of Worcester Ball. He had become a bitter antagonist of Ellen White and was a prickly character prone to critical comments. But as Ellen faithfully and tenderly appealed to him, he returned to the fold. Another person in the community who was a pillar was William Farnsworth, but he had recently gone back to chewing tobacco unbeknownst to anyone. His friends and family had no idea about this recent change, but his son, Eugene, did know. He had seen his father spitting in the snow when they were out in the woods and covering it with his foot, but he did not tell anyone and kept this to himself. Eugene was a teenager, and a visit about a year or so earlier by J.N. Andrews had encouraged him to question his purpose in life. He was, however, unconvinced of the prophetic gift of Ellen White, but now she was in town, he had the perfect opportunity to test this out. If Ellen White was truly a prophet, then she would know about his father's tobacco habit, which no one else except himself knew about. As she was speaking personally to those present, some words of rebuke, some encouragement, she turned and looked at William Farnsworth and gave a pointed testimony about his use of both pork and tobacco whilst appearing to be a faithful defender of the faith. She said he was a great hindrance to the work in New Hampshire, and he publicly repented of his sin and turned his life around. At those meetings, 18 young people would give their lives to Jesus, 9 of which would go on to be full-time workers for the church, one of which was Eugene Farnsworth, making those meetings in Christmas 1867 a significant turning point in this area and the lives of those present. This story also illustrates the powerful impact of the prophetic gift. And while it was often used for broad and far-reaching messages, it was also personal in nature, speaking to people's individual needs and issues. William Farnsworth, with his secret and private sin, was a stumbling block to the progress of the work in the town and a hindrance to at least one of the young men dedicating his life fully to God. Maybe you are struggling with a secret or a private sin that no one else knows about. Surrender it to God. Dedicate your life to Him and allow His power to rule in your life.
view more episodes in the series, visit lineagejourney.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.